This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, June 26. Light rising in the darkness. Our reading comes from Isaiah chapter 58. Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke? To set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry? And to provide the poor wanderer with shelter, when you see the naked, to clothe them, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. The roles of mom, dad, brother, and sister can be broader than traditional definitions suggest. My mom has embodied an expansive view of motherhood throughout her life. She not only raised my siblings and me alongside our father, but she also served as a Christian school principal for 35 years and as an elder in her church. Her influence reached far beyond our home, spending summers in Ukraine, Uganda, and Russia, as well as 3 years in Bangkok to help establish Christian schools. When I was a single father with sons ages 7, 4, and 1, my mother stepped in to help me, sharing as a grandmother the same energy and devotion she had shown as a mother. Her love, especially in times of need, reflected God's calling to spend herself on behalf of others. She's always been a square peg in a world that tries to fit people into round holes, and that uniqueness is her strength. The churches, orphanages, and schools she has served have benefited deeply from her gifts, as have we, her family. God promises his servants, "You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail." Is there someone in your life whose faith and service reflect God's light and bless others in remarkable ways? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for all whose love and sacrifice reflect your light. Bless those who give generously of themselves. May their lives be like well-watered gardens, ever refreshing others. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.